Alex burst into the girls' restroom. She quickly looked underneath all the stalls to make sure she was alone. She zipped open her school bag, pulled out the Land of Stories, and set it on top of a sink. It was glowing and humming more than ever.
"Please turn off! Please turn off!" Alex said to the book. "I'm at school! I can't get caught with you here!"
The sound and shine slowly faded, and the Land of Stories returned to being just a normal book. Alex sighed with relief, but panicked once more when someone else suddenly charged inside the restroom. It was her brother.
"Bees don't have mating seasons, Alex," Connor said with a tightened brow and his hands on his hips. "I looked it up. They come from colonies just like ants, even the big ones. They don't have schedules."
"Connor, what are you doing in here? You can't be in the girls' bathroom," Alex shouted.
"I'm not leaving until you tell me what's going on," Connor demanded. "You've been lying to me all week. I know something's up. I have twin tuition."
"Twin tuition?" Alex asked sarcastically.
"I made it up," Connor said. "It means I know when something's bothering you, even if you tell me nothing is. At first, I thought you were just having girl issues."
"Oh, Connor, please," Alex interjected.
"Then, after all the strange buzzing noises and late nights, I figured Mom must have gotten you a cell phone and didn't want me to know about it. But then I remembered you have no friends, so who would be calling and texting you?"
Alex grunted. Now he was being accusative and rude.
"But I know you well enough to know that it would take something much worse to make you act this way," Connor said. "You're quiet, you don't know any of Mrs. Peters' answers, and you're falling asleep in class. You're acting like me, so just tell me, what's your problem?"
Alex didn't say a word. She just stared at her feet. She was so ashamed at how she'd been acting, but she knew no one would believe her if she told them why she had been that way, except maybe her brother. Connor looked around the girls' bathroom.
"Gosh, it's so nice in here. The boys' bathroom looks like the bottom of a hazardous waste barrel. Wait, why do you have Grandma's book with you?"
"I don't know what's going on!"
Alex burst into the loud and awkward tears one cries when exhausted and overly stressed. Connor took a step back for his own protection. He had never seen his sister so hysterical.
"At first, I thought I was just hallucinating," Alex said. "I thought maybe I was having a reaction to something Grandma made us for dinner. That was the first night it happened. But then it kept happening, so I knew it wasn't a reaction."
"Alex, what are you talking about?" Connor asked.
"The Land of Stories book," Alex yelled. "It glows! It hums! Every day it gets louder and brighter. I've lost so much sleep trying to figure out how and why it does it. It breaks all the laws of science."
"Ah," Connor said with raised eyebrows. "Alex, I think we should go see the nurse."
"You must think I'm insane," Alex told him. "Anyone would come to that conclusion unless they saw it themselves, but I promise I'm telling the truth."
"I don't think you're insane," Connor lied, starting to think his sister was definitely going insane.
"It happens once or twice a day," Alex said. "I was afraid Mom would find it, so I brought it to school. The last thing she needs to worry about is a possessed book lying around her house."
Connor didn't know what to say. He briefly imagined the future trips he and his mother would take to see his sister at the local asylum and the wisecracks he would make about the cool white jacket she got to wear. Clearly, his sister had lost her mind.